Hey friends, I hope this finds you well. Please listen to this brief coaching conversation I share with you that I've shrunk down to 5 minutes. There is two questions and an insight that Daniel has in the last part of our coaching conversation. One, I want you to pay attention to how valuable silence is in the skill and the art of being a coaching leader. And two, listen for the reality and what so many families, leaders, high capacity organizations are facing. He asked a profound and meaningful question. Is your spouse considering your organization, your role that you serve, the nonprofit that you lead, a mistress in your marriage? Is your work a mistress to your spouse? Wherever this finds you at in your current leadership role, I hope you will walk away encouraged by this brief coaching conversation and that you will step into all the areas of life that God has called you to flourish in, and that you won't sabotage or neglect the most important priorities at home. May you have the strength to accelerate your growth into all the areas of stewardship that God has given you. If I can help serve you in a coaching conversation in any capacity, you can find me at lancehoward.com. And now, enjoy this brief coaching conversation.
Yeah.
What's helpful in terms of, okay, what are one or two things that we can begin to like, here's what's next?
Yeah, I like, focusing on figuring out who I'm writing to. And, if it's a 30 to 60 year old entrepreneur that wants to protect their legacy, they want a legacy solution, right? Something that they can hand off, either sell it or hand it off to family members, right? And to do that, it's got to have the structure in place, right? Yeah. And a structure where the culture is empowered. I mean, if you've created this thing from scratch, you hopefully did it with people you love to work with. And so it protects, their longevity within the organization as well, up until you sell it. But and then the new owner gets to decide what the heck happens. But the better, if you sell a company that's where all the people are working twice as effectively as the industry standard, you as a new owner would be insane to chop that up, right? I mean, sure, I can replace them, but what are the odds that I could replace them with anyone who can compete with what they're currently doing? So, and I like I certainly can connect with, how important is family in what you're doing, right? And how much time do you really have? How much quality time do you really have? Is your organization or business really your first marriage? Does your wife consider your organization your mistress?
Right. Yeah. For sure.
And honestly, do you feel like you're cheating on your wife? Do you spend so much time in your business that you feel like you're cheating your family out of?
Yeah. What does this do for you this week? What specifically can you do?
I think incorporate this into the message that, you know, these 12 characteristics of self-evolving companies. I think the PDF is probably where it needs to be, or is close. It's an 80-20 solution already. So I think I can let that go, but I think I will incorporate some of this language into the LinkedIn post to get people interested, right? Tell the story of somebody who wants to put family first and, you know, created a business so that they'd have the freedom to be with their family and to build wealth for their family. But they're forced to choose one or the other.
What did that insight do for you just now as you hear?
Yeah, I think that's a key. You know, the world is about trade-offs, so much so, and I think that many business owners started their own business for those two things: to build wealth and to spend more time with their families. And it gets to a point where, which one?